Welcome to Shul Machshav on the Daf, Shir sponsor, Le'ir Nishmas, Aaron B'Yakov Sholem, Le'a Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sukkah Daf Lamed. The Gemara in Amud Aleph says that how do we know one cannot bring a korban which was stolen? Because the Pasuk says, Ka'ani Hashem Oyev Mishpot, Hashem loves the judgment, Soyne Gezel Be'oilo. He hates when the korban oilo is being nigzel, is being stolen. And the Gemara continues and brings a Moshal. Moshe to a king, Melech Basar Adam, that he wanted to pay the taxes because he wanted to teach his people, the world, that the same way he pays taxes, everybody else pays taxes as well. And that's a mashal to this idea that not bringing a korban with a gezel. The Mefarshim about it over here. Why are we speaking about Dafka korban oila? Any korban. We want to teach you that every korban that's brought, it should not be coming with a gezel, should not be coming if it's stolen. So why we are emphasizing Dafka, the korban, which is korban oila? So the Marsha over here, and similarly the Rif on the in Yaakov, they both explain the same idea. The idea is an oila is something which nobody else enjoys but a Kodesh Baruch Hu, kivyochol. Meaning that the oila is kuloi kolil. The oila goes in the Mizbeach, and it completely belongs to Hashem, every part of the korban. When you speak about other korbanos, the chatos, the shlamim, of course, then other people are enjoying it. So when we want to say the mashal to the king who's paying taxes, we want to say the same way the king anyway is going to benefit 100% from this tax, because the tax goes to him, so he's paying, so to speak, to himself. Similarly, by oila, oila is 100% going to Hashem. One could say, anyway, this thing is going 100% to Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns the whole world. So I'm taking something and bringing it completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's something which I would think is justified to give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring a korban, which is gezel. Because anyway, it's 100% to Hashem. So it went from Hashem to Hashem. What do I lose over here? But when I'm talking about chatos, shlomim, other korbanos, which don't go 100% to Hashem, they had other people sharing it. So there, it's not that the king is getting 100% of the tax. The tax is being split other ways. Then, of course, the king cannot steal because the king needs to give it to other people. So here, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Dafka korban oilo, that anyway comes to me. You would think that that's something that is justified to bring in gezel, even korban oilo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like the gezel, even though anyway it's going 100% to him. So it's going from Hashem and coming to Hashem. Different than the korbanos that go to other people, so then gezel makes more sense, which may be a problem. And with this explanation, both the Chasam Sofer and Maseches Gittin and the Oruch Laner over here, they come to explain the Rambam. Because the Rambam in Perek Hei Misur Mizbeach writes that if someone stole an animal, you can't bring it as a korban. But if Nisyashua Bailim, if there's Yush, the owners gave up, then a korban kosher, korban is kosher, v'afilu chatos, even chatos you could bring if there's a yush. Says the Ravid, what is afilu chatos? What's the difference between chatos and oilo? Any korban you can bring if it's gezel, and if there's yush, you could bring it. Answer the Chasam Sofer in the Oruch Laner, the explanation is based on this Gemara with the explanation of the Maharsha. Because our Gemara is telling us that oilo is something that makes more sense that if it's stolen, you could bring it to Hashem. Says the Rambam, if there's Yush, not only oil, which makes sense to bring to Hashem, afilu chatos, which that is more of a gezel, because that's supposed to go to the Kohanim, if it's supposed to go to other people, even there, the Yush works, and gezel you can bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the afilu of the Rambam, based on the explanation of the Maharsha and the Rif and Yaakov over here in our sugya. And just to add one more point, the Maharal explains that the reason why we emphasize here oil more than any other carbon, and because oilo and gezel and stealing are exact opposites of each other. The whole idea of oilo is echad yochad miyuchad. Everything is a kodesh baruch hu. There's nothing else over here. The whole idea of gezel is that you join in things that belong to somebody else. You do what's called harkava, a combination of different things. So gezel, the whole idea of gezel is when you don't have echad, when you have many, which is the exact opposite of oilo, which is kulei echad. That's why the emphasis over here is oilo and gezel, because they're two opposites of each other. Anyone who wants to join the Shul Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shulmachshava@gmail.com.